This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia says it thwarted a large Ukrainian attack in the eastern province of Donetsk, though it's unclear if this was the start of a Ukrainian counteroffensive. The Russian Defense Ministry, in a rare early morning video Monday, said its forces pushed back a large-scale Ukrainian assault Sunday at 5 points in Donetsk, one of four Ukrainian regions Russia illegally annexed last fall. The ministry spokesman said the enemy had no success. Ukraine didn't comment and often waits until the completion of its military operations to confirm its actions. The military leaders of the United States and China spent the weekend in Singapore pointing fingers at each other as tensions rise over the Taiwan Strait, creating more tensions between the world's two largest economies. VOA's Arash Arabasadi tells us more.
While China's defense minister essentially told the U.S. to pack up and go home, it was China earlier this year that sailed a spy balloon across the United States and Canada. Lawmakers say China has gone too far. Republican Congressman Mike Turner speaking Sunday on ABC's This Week.
You get this sort of sense of permissiveness that I think the administration needs to step up and make clear that China has identified itself as an adversary and we're going to treat it as such.
Beijing has for years pushed back on the United States' support of Taiwan, taking public offense at U.S. lawmakers welcoming the island's leaders. The U.S. Department of State calls Taiwan a key partner in the region. China views the self-governing island as a renegade province. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
India rescue workers were conducting repair works on Monday following the country's deadliest rail crash in more than two decades. With signal failure emerging as a likely cause of an accident that caused at least 275 deaths, or killed at least 275 people. And nearly 1,200 people were also injured when the passenger train hit a